right, then real quickly, we'll just continue our study here. You know, we are now in the month of October. We are leading up with kind of the gusto of a speeding train towards the October 31st celebration. And I'll tell you, on October 29th, there are celebrations that are happening all throughout the city. I believe Mount Olive is having a celebration of the Reformation. I know Concordia is having a celebration of the Reformation. They are everywhere. And we're not having one only because we'll probably be busy celebrating at those other places. So if every pastor had their own celebration, there would be no major celebration because all of us would be in our own church. So as we continue kind of our study of the Reformation, last week we found ourselves with the idea that Pope Leo X and his advisors were starting to sell these indulgences. Luther then had a problem, because what this really was tantamount to selling salvation to someone. And it was horrible. Luther just started rediscovering the gospel, that the benefit of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection were free. You couldn't do anything to earn it. You never would. Luther was happy with the idea that the graciousness of God was free. And then he looked and saw that the graciousness of the Pope should be that heaven perhaps could come a little faster to those who believe. I mean, you got to remember, Luther was still at this time okay with purgatory. He was still a Roman Catholic. But he was kind of okay with indulgences, but he wanted them to be earned the normal ways: prayer, fasting, thanksgiving, service, missions. But he couldn't stay silent any longer. So, October 31st, 1517, Luther went to the one place he knew where he could start a good discussion. And back then, they didn't have Twitter, thank God. They didn't have Facebook, thank God. They had church doors. These were like a bulletin board. When Luther wrote down his 95 theses of discussion, he wasn't trying to be dramatic. There was no soundtrack behind him. He didn't march up there in anger. I don't actually even know if he had this big old hammer and nail and pounded it in. I think it was kind of just more you stick stuff to the door. And what was interesting is he wrote his theses in Latin. In Latin. And that meant that only academia or the church could respond to it, because the laity didn't know Latin. And so he went and he put him up on the Wittenberg church door. It would start a discussion. He just wanted that. These were decent theses. They're not all great. They're not even what I would call all Christian. But again, remember, he was Roman Catholic. I think most of us have probably heard his first thesis, right? Our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, when he said, "Repent," willed that the whole life of believers should be one of repentance. And that's true. But I don't know, not all of them are that good. I think, though, my favorite one, the 95, is when Luther comes in and starts questioning the Pope, and essentially that it demands that if the Pope has the power to release souls from purgatory through selling an indulgence, maybe he should just go down into the depths of his heart and release everyone from purgatory out of love. Regardless, Luther wanted the discussion starting in academic circles, and he wanted to get a handle on what had been happening. He was trying to be humble and gracious in his 95 theses, but he still had a good amount of biting wit. After all, that was his personality. Now, what happened instead was that a few of his students saw him posting this, went up, read it in Latin, saw that it was completely salacious and incredible, and they just couldn't hold it in. And so they took it to their local printer, and they had it translated into German so that the people could read it. And then that printer, remember we talked about Gutenberg's moving type printing press, right? He was able to print off hundreds and thousands of copies of the 95 theses for the first time, really earnestly, in the laity's hands, questioning the Pope. And that spread all throughout Europe. It spread all throughout the Holy Roman Empire, outside the empire, and ultimately it found its ways into the Pope's hands. Now, in reality, Luther had no interest or thought about forming his own church body. He only wanted to bring Catholicism back to the scriptures. But once the document was spread, the writing was on the wall. And Pope Leo X and his authority were offended. And you can't question the Pope like that. And so Luther, one way or another, was going to have to pay. And Luther, knowing that the document had spread, but ignorant to all of its consequences, I went through the rest of 1517 and almost all the way a year later to 1518, oblivious. Although he did engage in the debate. But one day he received a summons to Augsburg before the Pope's personal representative. If Luther was a ship, then he had fired the first volley. The Pope heard it, saw it, received the volley, saw no damage, and thought that if he fired back, surrender would be immediate. But I don't think the Pope or even Luther really knew that the 95 Theses were more than just a dull cannonball. They were a time bomb. It was set to explode in the Pope's face and send the ship into the shark-infested waters of the laity, ready for them to eat up whatever they could. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean that the laity were ready to blow up the papacy. So we'll end there for this week. We'll continue that next week. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit, that having with our mouths received the holy sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace, the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.